From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump delivered a message of unity and progress on Tuesday evening during his first State of the Union speech before a joint session of Congress. VOA White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman reports.
President Trump stuck to the script, touting his administration's accomplishments and talking tough about threats from abroad.
Around the world, we face rogue regimes, terrorist groups, and rivals like China and Russia that challenge our interests, our economy, and our values.
North Korea, which is trying to build nuclear-tipped missiles capable of reaching America and its allies, was singled out for criticism. Trump saying its regime has a depraved character. In a country deeply polarized about the 45th president, this one presidential address is unlikely to sway a significant percentage of voters.
Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. Representative Joseph Kennedy III delivered the Democratic response to the speech.
Bullies may land a punch. They may leave a mark. But they have never, not once, in the history of our United States, managed to match the strength and spirit of a people united in defense of their future.
Kennedy closed his speech with a call for Americans to have faith. The State of the Union is hopeful, resilient, and enduring. A new executive order issued by President Trump gave his prior to his State of the Union address cancels a 2009 order in which President Barack Obama promised to close the Guantanamo Bay facility in Cuba. The order preserves military detention as a counterterrorism tool, keeping the prison open. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Theresa May is heading to China for trade talks with leaders. Rosanna Philpott has that story.
Theresa May's quest for post-Brexit trade partners stretching far beyond Europe on Wednesday as the British Prime Minister touched down in China for the first leg of a crucial three-day trip. Leaving the EU is about to plunge Britain into its most significant economic upheaval since World War II. China, as the world's second largest economy, could be a lifeline. However, China's ties to the UK have been lukewarm at best in recent years, and May will have to navigate some touchy subjects.
That was Rosanna Philpott reporting. Authorities say a strong magnitude 6.1 earthquake sent tremors from Afghanistan into neighboring Pakistan Wednesday, killing a young girl and injuring five others. Rana Hamid Ali says he was in his office when the quake hit and it jolted the building. A local government official said the casualties occurred when roofs collapsed on mud brick homes in the village of Las Bella in Pakistan's Balochistan province. Rescuers are continuing to assess the damage and look for anyone possibly trapped in buildings. Egypt's president has given a stern warning to opposition politicians calling for a boycott of presidential elections in March. Jeff Custer has more.
Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi spoke Wednesday, a day after a coalition of opposition parties and public figures called for a boycott of the March 26-28 vote. He said he would die before allowing anyone to threaten the country's security. Without directly mentioning the boycott call or the March vote, el-Sisi said he would take what he called measures against anyone who disrupts Egypt's stability. El-Sisi is virtually certain of winning a second four-year term in office. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Turkey's state-run news agency reports rockets fired from northern Syria into Turkish border town yesterday killed a teenage girl and wounded another person. It was the latest in a string of rocket attacks on the border towns of Reyhanlı and Kilis since January 20th, when Turkey's military launched a cross-border operation to drive out the Syrian Kurdish militia from the northern Syrian enclave of Afrin. Ankara considers the Syrian Kurdish People's Protection Units, or YPG, an extension of the outlawed Kurdish rebels fighting an insurgency inside Turkey. Hong Kong lawmakers gave final approval Wednesday to a government proposal banning local ivory trading in the Chinese territory by 2021. Lawmakers voted overwhelmingly in favor of amending the existing law to outlaw sales of ivory in Hong Kong, which researchers say is the world's biggest retail ivory market. The proposal also includes significantly stiffer penalties for smuggling of ivory and other highly endangered species to deter black market sales. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.